Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Coffee with the Coach, presented by Tim Hortons. I'm Chris Brown, along with Bills head coach Sean McDermott, as the Bills head into the bye week with a 3-2 record. Coach, as always, thanks for being with us. So you head into the bye with a 3-2 mark atop the AFC East. I want to ask you your division of time here between some self-scouting and then getting ahead of the game and preparing for Tampa Bay in Week 7.
Right, Chris, the biggest thing we can do is really evaluate who we are and get a feel for who we are, what we do well, what we don't do well, and really just some self-discovery. We take that and we try and build so we can evolve. Obviously, there's a focus to get a head start on Tampa Bay at this point, but we'd be remiss if we went ahead and missed what's right in front of us, which is getting a better understanding and feel for who we are.
It looks like from a personnel standpoint, you're going to need to make some adjustments in the passing game. Charles Clay sideline for a little while here, along with Jordan Matthews, who you lost the week before. How do you have to shift and adjust the point of attack in the passing game moving forward here?
Well, you never totally replace players like Jordan Matthews or Charles Clay in this case. You know, it's the next man up, and that's the philosophy we take. That's life in the NFL. It's another opportunity for someone to step up, show us what they've got, and really build for the future. And I think we've done some of that in the weeks leading up to where we are. That's why we are where we are. That said, we've got to continue to grow and build.
And then taking a look at the run game, I know it's a run game that's been very successful, and fans have seen that success the last 2 years. But as you said this week, every year is different. It is a new scheme that the offense is getting adjusted to. So in your mind, though, in the grand scheme of things, is it really just a matter of when it gets back to being productive again, not if?
Well, I think really, Chris, and I certainly acknowledge some of the struggles we've had offensively, some of the struggles we've had in the run game as opposed to other years. That said, it's really about us evolving as a team and being a balanced football team in all three phases, and then offensively being a balanced football team run to pass. If we are to get where we're trying to go in the days and months and years ahead, we must do that. We must continue to grow in all those areas, not just the run game.
All right, good enough. Now it's time for our fan question of the week, where you, the fan, get to ask Coach a question. We go out to our own Lauren Hall at a local Tim Hortons, who are now serving new handcrafted lattes, which are meticulously prepared, made fresh to order, using a new espresso machine, and starting at just $2.29. Here is this week's fan question.
Hey there, we're at the Tim Hortons on Southwestern Boulevard, right across from the stadium. We're with Allison. Allison, what's your question for Coach McDermott?
So now that you've been coaching here at home for a couple of games, what do you think of the atmosphere in the crowd?
All right, Coach, initial reviews on the home crowd.
Well, the crowd's been phenomenal at home. We've made it a point to win our games at home. We know the importance of that as it leads to getting to the playoffs, as that's one of our goals for this season. And we've been able to do that so far. We call it, or we refer to it as defending our dirt. And the players take a lot of pride in that. We take a lot of pride in it. We've been able to do it in some part due to our fans and the environment we create and the fans you create in our stadium here in Buffalo. And that's that'll be big for us moving forward. We can't wait to get back to play at home.
All right, Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Good luck getting those answers you're looking for here in the bye week.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that's Bills head coach Sean McDermott. This has been Coffee with the Coach, presented by Tim Hortons. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.